Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As we've been reporting today and for the past couple of weeks, several cities around the Bay Area and the country have been passing resolutions weighing in on the conflict between Israel and Hamas. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. So, Phil, why? Why do cities weigh in on this?
Well, and sometimes it's they just are doing what their constituents want or have what they feel they want to do. I mean, on, for example, Richmond weighed in pretty quickly and heavily in favor of Palestinian side on the equation, and got some blowback from it. But other cities, it's more important to possibly note, such as Berkeley and San Francisco, they're staying out of it so far. And today we're going to see a resolution come into San Francisco, and it's going to be interesting to see how they react to that. The Oakland City Council passed a resolution, but it basically sort of said everybody needs to calm down, that we need to have a ceasefire, a permanent ceasefire, but all hostages must be released, and sort of tried its best to thread a needle between what has become a very uncomfortable situation for people here in the Bay Area. Usually these resolutions, whether it's, you know, in the Ukraine or Russian war, you know, or the Iraq war against the Iraq war or against apartheid in South Africa, had a pretty strong support. But these resolutions show a deep divide within the community, and the politicians are feeling that heat.
That's so interesting, but also the time it takes. What was it, the Oakland City Council spent like 6 hours? I mean, these cities have real problems that the city council can make an impact on, and they're not going to make an impact on the negotiations between Israel and Hamas.
No, they aren't, and they weren't going to have an impact necessarily on the Iraqi war or the Ukraine-Russian war or South Africa. Although in then time, and as these things sort of gain momentum around the country, they do have an impact, if not on the overall outcome, at least on the sort of the debate and the discussion here in the United States. You know, you're absolutely right. I was talking with San Francisco Supervisor President Aaron Peskin. He said, we've got a load of issues here in San Francisco in the Bay Area, homelessness, fentanyl, like you said, crime that we've got to take care of. And nobody's really interested in what we think about some international incident that's going on halfway across the world. But it's also a real politic thing here. And that is that it's a divided board at the Board of Supervisors, what to do and what not to do. And they don't necessarily like the idea of even having to give up the time to talk about it. And plus, what also has happened here is that what happens is you have the resolution introduced. That's what's going to happen today, possibly at the Board of Supervisors. And then they're going to open it up for public comment. And it's going to be hours, as you point out, of public comment coming in. And they're going to have to sit through that, and chances are then they'll put the resolution into a committee where it may move forward or it may just stay. But, you know, during that public comment, there's a lot of things that are said, and those things are usually videotaped, and they wind up in videotapes that go viral, and the cities sort of act as a format for that, and some of it can be, you know, a bit embarrassing and against what some of the members of the supervisors want to be associated with, but they can't control what goes out on community comment. So I think we see this is one of those issues that is sharply divided, like you said. And Margie, I think you're going to be hearing a lot of people saying it's time to take care of local issues, I'm not so sure that they've got answers for the local issues either, but at least that's what they're going to be saying they need to do.
We're going to spend 6 hours debating something that should probably be local issues. Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.